Not when you're walking around outside or on a hike. How often do you think about what's under your feet? For our next guest, the answer is all the time. They say underneath the dirt and pavement, Wisconsin's landscape is made up of some really interesting things that tell a story about how much the land we now call Wisconsin has changed over hundreds of millions of years. Lindsay Summers and Benji Johnson are students at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. They took a physical rock kit from their lab and turned it into an interactive online guide to some of the state's rocks and minerals for the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey. I talked to them about the guide and other cool rock stuff on Friday. Benji, let's start with you. Can you tell us where this idea for an interactive online rock and mineral guide came from?
Well, the idea came from the survey because we had this box of rocks, been sitting around for a while, and it's full of rocks that are important to Wisconsin. But we wanted to make it more publicly accessible because, especially since COVID, you know, we can't take these rock kits around to the schools as much. So we wanted to make an online tool to really introduce anybody to the rocks that make Wisconsin as cool as it is. So we made the story map. There's maps, there's pictures, there's lots of fun facts. It's good for any age of individual, you know, teachers, children, grandma and grandpa up north, anything. It's for you. So we just wanted to make a really accessible online tool.
I want to meet some of the rocks and minerals in the guide. Lindsay, can you start us off with dolomite, what it is and how it got there?
Yeah, so dolomite, it's a sedimentary rock, but it forms from limestone, which is another kind of rock. But it forms because of the skeletal materials of sea creatures, which doesn't really sound right for the Midwest. But it's because of shallow seas that covered most of the U.S. about 400 to 500 million years ago, which I think is super interesting. But yeah, that's why dolomite is here in Wisconsin.
So Wisconsin spent a fair amount of prehistory, Lindsay, underwater?
Yeah, some of it.
Benji, let's go to calcite now. And I understand a part of our economy has an interest or has had an interest in that.
That's exactly right. Actually, the reason why Wisconsin is known as the Badger State is because in the 19th century in southwest Wisconsin, when lead mining and zinc mining were really big, the miners dug holes into the sides of the hillsides and they were known as badgers. But most importantly, calcite is often found with zinc and lead. And that deposit is known as the Upper Mississippi Valley deposit, and that is very characteristic to our region and our state's history.
Lindsay, you included fossils in the guide. Why did they show up there?
So they're pretty easy to find along the shores of Lake Michigan, so we thought it'd be a cool thing to put them in the guide so that people can look at the guide and then go out and find their own fossils. A lot of them look a lot like current sea creatures or seashells and stuff like that, but you can identify them by looking at rocks like dolomite, like I said before, or limestone, or other sedimentary rocks like that.
And I understand, Lindsay, you have a childhood history of looking for fossils.
I do. I live in a town that is on Lake Michigan, so when I was little, I used to go to the beach for like hours and just look for cool rocks and fossils and stuff, and now I'm a geology major, so you never know where it's going to go.
Let's check out one more of our foundation minerals and rocks here. Benji, chert has an interesting story.
Chert does have an interesting story. Actually, if you've ever found an arrowhead outside, it's probably made out of chert. So chert is one of those really hard materials that is still great for tool making, but because of the fact it was used for spears and things like that, has a long human history in Wisconsin and in many other places. So chert is really cool. Flint is also a variety of chert, so that's important for fire making, as many people know.
Talking to Benji Johnson and Lindsay Summers, they put together an online interactive guide to some of the state's rocks and minerals for the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey. Lindsay, there are some pictures in the guide of field work that you've done. Can you tell us what it's like going out and hunting for the samples you're looking for?
Yeah, so it actually wasn't too hard for us to find a lot of the rocks and minerals because a lot of them are found in some of the same environments. So we went to Port Washington on the shores of Lake Michigan, and we looked for a few of them, and we thought this would be great because other people can look at the guide, see what the rocks look like, and then identify them themselves. And we thought it'd be great to get some of the rocks in their natural environment, which is really accessible to everyone.
Benji, glaciers, a huge part of Wisconsin's geological story. Can you tell us about the role of glaciers in shaping our landscape?
Yeah, many people know. I mean, we take great pride in Wisconsin for having such an active glacial past. I mean, the Ice Age Trail traverses the edge of the last ice sheet that cut across our landscape. But glaciers are important for many reasons. They deposited gravel that form the foundation for many of our aquifers. They've done a lot to deposit good soils for farming even. So glaciers are very important. And I hope that people continue to take pride in our glacial history.
Lindsay, this is stuff that happened on a massive time scale. Hard for me, I'll say, to wrap my head around. What's it like for you to have this, you know, hundreds of thousands of years, even million year view of the landscape we might take for granted?
So it really is hard to conceptualize for anyone. I am a geology major and I still struggle to really think about it a lot. But yeah, I think it's important to consider how long it takes, like millions, even billions of years for these rocks and minerals to form. And when we look around us and we look at these rocks, I think it's really cool and important to keep that in mind.
And Benji,
you really get such an appreciation also because even things like the dolomite that Lindsay was talking about earlier that was laid down by those shallow seas, that undercuts all of the central Great Lakes. And that same layer of rock is actually what Niagara Falls flows over today. So it just gives you a better appreciation for the history of the land that you live on today. I think it's pretty cool.
That's a great place to leave it. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
That was Benji Johnson and Lindsay Summers, two UW-Madison students who put together an interactive online guide to Wisconsin's rocks and minerals for the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey. You can check that guide out for yourself right now at wpr.org/centraltime.